Yeah, hey, this is KALA 88.5. I'm DJ Ignant. You're listening to Beats and Rhymes of Rhythm and Blues, brought to you by the Mississippi Valley Blues Society. That was the Candy Makers off the first album. And before that was Super Chicken putting a little plug for John Deere tractors. They were saying, if your tractor ain't green, you got the blues. So, so anyway, heck, let's do this thing. If you're one of my regular listeners, or if you're the other one of my regular listeners, you know I'm a man with a hidden agenda here. Only it's not hidden. I have this concept that the good way to keep the blues alive is with live blues. In fact, it's really hard to keep the blues alive without live blues. So we've got a lot of great musicians and a lot of great venues that are willing to hang them over the fence and book these guys in. All we need is people to come out and support the music, and that's where I come in. With DJ Ignance, an incomplete, inaccurate, incomprehensible, arbitrary, and capricious list of live music. Ain't all of them live music. It's not all the good live music, just the live music I'm aware of. Seen about 99% of these bands before. Would recommend any of them. Most of these shows start about 9 o'clock, unless I tell you otherwise. And I am live, I am local, I am in the studio. I do answer the phone eventually, 563-333-6216. That's 563-333-6216. If I left something out, if I got something wrong, it's been known to happen. Or if I just went too fast and want me to repeat something, give me a call. And here we go. Start out with the bad news first. Just found out last night that George Handy passed away. A local fixture on a local blues scene, played bass. With, I would imagine over the years, he's probably played bass with just about every band in the area and the region, in the Quad Cities. Great guy, a great bass player, and just an all around nice guy. As I understand, he passed away from cancer just recently. And so they do a jam every Thursday night, hosted by John O'Meara at Muddy Waters, and tonight's going to be kind of a tribute to George Handy. So I'm figured on making it down there after the show and showing my support. So I hate to do it, you know, man, it happens a lot, man. I like to feature the young bands coming up because, man, oh, man, I get tired of bad news about people passing on. But George Handy's gone, and God bless him, and my condolences go out to his friends and family. But every Thursday night there's a jam hosted by John O'Meara at Muddy Waters. That'll be going on tonight. Tomorrow night, the Curtis Hawkins Band's at Muddy Waters. The Harris Collection is at Ribco. Just saw them just a week ago or so. The Bromigos, a new band, the Bromigos. They're at the Blackhawk Bowling Alley. That's I was like, where the heck's a Blackhawk Bowling Alley? And it's the bowling alley in the basement of the Blackhawk Hotel. It's a classy bowling alley. It's a combination bowling alley and martini bar. So that should give you an idea. It's like, it's a real classy bowling alley. But I saw the Harris Collection down there. Yeah, last week, I guess it was. And neat place. And anyway, tomorrow, the Bromigos will be in there. It's a new band, but all those musicians have been around for a long time. So that's tomorrow. Also tomorrow and every Friday night, Joe Singh and friends get together at Joe's place at 8 p.m. And then Saturday, it is the Mississippi Valley Blues Society's holiday after party. Ain't no party like an after party. We got tired of trying to find an open day and an open band and an open room to do a holiday party when everybody else is trying to do holiday parties. And I think it was last year we got so far behind we had to do it in January, and it worked so well we decided, hey, we'll do it again. So we are doing it again, and it'll be this Saturday, and it'll be at the Renwick Mansion on Tremont, on the 900 block of Tremont in East Davenport, just right up from the River Drive. And people keep going, well, where's it at, man? I'm like, it's the mansion, man. It's the only mansion on Tremont. It's a four-story Italianate. Sits like on 3 or 4 acres. It's just beautiful, man. Just really marble fireplaces and 12-foot ceilings and chandeliers and all that fancy woodwork they don't make anymore. But that will be the holiday party for the Blues Society, the after party. It will be this Saturday. We're going to be serving food at 7. We got spaghetti and appetizers and desserts and snacks and all that kind of stuff. Then at 8 o'clock, the Rock Island Rollers will be getting up. These are the guys out of Des Moines. I know the band. Well, that's how great the Quad Cities is bands from Des Moines are naming themselves after Rock Island. So no problem with that. But the Rock Island Rollers won the Iowa Blues Challenge. Well, they won the Mississippi Valley Blues Challenge this year since we were handling that. And they will be playing Saturday, day after tomorrow. And then like 3 days, I think, after that, they are going down to Memphis to represent the state of Iowa and the Mississippi Valley Blues Society and the Central Iowa Blues Society and all of us in the International Blues Challenge, where they're going to be going up against, I don't know, 120, 140 other bands. It's crazy down there. But I know a lot of Quad Cityans, a lot of Mississippi Valley Blues Society people are going down for that, and this will be a good chance to see that last polished up, nailed down 20-minute set that's going to take them all the way to the semifinals and to the finals, and hopefully they're going to come back with the crown. So, because we are due, man. It's like rooting for the Cubs, man. We keep sending great bands down there. This close. Every time it's this close. But anyway, one more time. Day after tomorrow, Saturday the 18th, it's the Mississippi Valley Blues Society Holiday After Party at the Renwick Mansion on Tremont in Davenport. Having all kinds of food at 7. The Rock Island Rollers are up at 8. It's $10 for members. It's $20 for non-members. And you can get a $25 membership, which works out to like 4.5 cents a day, and then get 10 bucks off on your admission. So it's a good deal. It supports the Blues Society. And as always, we are fervently nonprofit. And all profits, if we make any, will go to support the Mississippi Valley Blues Society. And we'll be having some raffles and some drawings and some door prizes and a 50-50 and I guess all that kind of stuff. And any of that money that, after our expenses, will go to help the band with gas money and lodging and everything in Memphis, because it's a kind of an expensive trip for a 5-piece band or a 3-piece band. But anyway, that's the day after tomorrow, the Blues Society Holiday Party at the Renwick Mansion on Tremont. Also Saturday, Serious Business is at Muddy Waters, and the Funktastic Five are at Rascals. This Sunday, January 19th, it is the third Sunday Jazz Series featuring Mike Conrad and Colossus. That's at 6 p.m. at the Redstone Room. I hope to make it to that, too. That's Sunday, and then every Tuesday there's a jam hosted by the Harris Collection at the Brady Street Pub. A week from tomorrow, Friday, January 24th, the Mercury Brothers will be at Muddy Waters. We heard one from them. A week from Saturday, January the 25th, it's Aaron Cam and the One Drops at the Iowa City Yacht Club at 8 p.m. Then the following Friday, January 31st, it's John Primer at Muddy Waters. We'll be hearing more of his stuff. Yeah. Hey, this is KLA 88.5. I'm DJ Ignant, and this is Beats and Rhymes of Rhythm and Blues, the radio show for people who never listen to the radio, and admittedly, limited demographic. But chugging right along here, trying to get somebody out to see some live blues. All the bands I'm playing tonight will be coming to the Quad Cities in the next month or two, and I hope you can get out and see some of them. I know it's cold, but it'll warm right up when you get in the club, I guarantee you that. So anyway, but I know not everybody can get out, and if you can't get out and listen to blues, the next thing you can do is tune into KALA. I'm on every other Thursday from 6 to 9. Then next up will be on Sunday afternoon. It's Jason and the Voyage, longest continuously running radio show in the Quad Cities. Then every Tuesday, it's Cove with Down Along the Cove. He's on from 6 to 9. And then from 9 to 10, it's Beale Street Landing, a great syndicated show out of Memphis. They have live recording equipment that they take to clubs and to festivals, and they've been out on the blues cruises and everything, and throw a little educational stuff in there. That's a great show from 9 to 10 every Tuesday. Then from 9 to 10 every Wednesday, it's Mississippi Valley Blues Society Blues Hour with DJs like Don Sutherland and Mike Bluesman, Bluesman Mike. And they got another DJ up there, and they're up from 9 to 10. And, you know, all the blues DJs, you know, The rule is don't cuss. And other than that, it's pretty much whatever you want to do. So, you know, everybody plays their own music. I got my own little niche here just featuring bands, that live bands that are coming to the Quad Cities. But everybody mixes it up. You know, if you think blues all sounds the same, tune in for, you know, listen to KLA for a week and change your mind. So, but that's, let's see, Wednesday, and then every opposite Thursday, opposite me, is Jack. Jack's on from 9 to 10. He'll be up next Thursday. And then it all starts over again. So we've got great blues every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday evening, and Sunday afternoon. So if you can't get out, this is the next best thing. And I got another one lined up by Super Chicken. I think I'm running out of songs, but this is called Camel Toe. I don't know. I'm not sure I knew what a camel toe was when I first heard this song. Now I do. But the good story here, we had him in for a residency, and an educational residency, where the blues artist goes around to schools, elementary schools, junior high schools, high schools, you know, whoever will have us. And we bring them in, and they do a little show and teach kids about the alternative to hip-hop, the original alternative music, actually, blues. And he does a great job, man. He's a great educator. He really, really brings the kids along. But he's got this song called Camel Toe. So he was in town a few months ago for a residency, and I asked him if, Super Chicken, are you doing Camel Toe for the kids? I swear he blushed. I swear he did. He blushed, but he was, no. So anyway, he'll be, where the heck is he going to be? Super Chicken's going to be at, and if you're going to Google him, it's SuperChikan, not CKEN, CHIKAN. So I'm sure he's out there. Anyway, he'll be at Muddy Waters. We'll look forward to this one. It's on Friday, February 7th. That's 2 weeks from tomorrow. And this is Super Chicken telling us about the camel toe. This is KLA, that's Biscuit Miller, I'm DJ Ignant, and Beats and Rhymes of Rhythm and Blues, man, brought to you by the Mississippi Valley Blues Society. If you're one of my regular listeners, or if you're the other one of my regular listeners, I'm a man on a mission trying to get somebody off their butt. Turn off the TV, get out, see some live music. I have this wild-ass theory that says you can't keep the blues alive without live blues. And in so doing, I compile every 2 weeks my arbitrary, capricious, incomplete, inaccurate, and totally incomprehensible list of live music. Ain't all the live blues, ain't all the good live blues, just what I'm aware of. And so here we go. I'll do this as quick as I can because I'm running out of time. Tonight and every Thursday night, there's a jam hosted by John O'Meara at Muddy Waters. Tomorrow night, most of these shows start about 9, unless I tell you otherwise. And I am live, I am local, I am in the studio. 563-333-6216 if I left something out, if I got something wrong, if I went too fast and you want me to repeat something, give me a call, 563-333-6216. Tomorrow night, Funktastic Fives at Martini's at 8, Studebaker John and the Hawks, we've been listening to them there at Muddy Waters. And every Friday night, Joe Singh and friends get together at 8 at Joe's Place. Saturday night at Smooth Groove at 8 in Martini's, Joe and Vicky Price at Muddy Waters. This Sunday, Pokey LaFarge is at the Redstone Room at 7. Tuesday the 10th, it's Mike Zito on the Wheel at 8 p.m. at the Fat Fish in Galesburg. Every Tuesday, it's a jam with the Harris Collection at the Brady Street Pub. Friday the 13th, Larry Bo Boyd is up at 6 p.m. at the Cool Beans Coffee Shop in Rock Island, and the Curtis Hawkins Band's at Muddy Waters. On Friday and Saturday, December 13th and 14th, Cobalt Blues at the 11th Street Precinct. The second Friday of every month, which in December is the 13th, is Manny Lopez and the Big Band. They're at Circuit 21 Speakeasy at 6 p.m. Saturday, December 14th, Biscuit Miller and the Mix will be at Muddy Waters. Man, I like those guys. I like any band that's headed by a bass player. Biscuit was a bass player for Lonnie Brooks since, like, forever, and went out with Anthony Gomes when Lonnie's cut back on his touring. But that is a great band. Really looking forward to seeing them. Definitely funky. That's Saturday the 14th. Also Saturday the 14th, if you're up for a road trip, the Devin Allman Band is the Fat Fish in Galesburg at 8 p.m. Devin Allman is Greg Allman's son, and he's been playing lately with the Royal Southern Brotherhood, I think the name of the band is, and they'll be in the Fat Fish at the Fat Fish on Saturday the 14th. Sunday, December 15th, it's the third Sunday Jazz Series. This month we'll be featuring Sarah Marie Young and Salik Ziad. That's at 6 p.m. at the Redstone Room. Friday, December 20th, Dennis McMurrin's at the Mill in Iowa City at 7 p.m. The Chris Avey Band's at Muddy Waters and Funktastic Fives at 11th Street Precinct. Saturday the 21st, Johnny Rawls will be at the Fat Fish in Galesburg at 8 p.m. That'll be a great show. The Candy Makers at 11th Street Precinct. As I understand it, a funk band. I'm interested in these guys, hoping to get out and see them Saturday, December 21st. Tangent at Muddy Waters. They sound good. And also Funktastic Five at Rascals. Then on Sunday, December 22nd, the Mississippi Valley Blues Society welcomes back Scotty Miller to Muddy Waters at 6 p.m. Scotty was in town at Martini's about a year ago for a Blues Society show. And we got him back to play the fest in the tent, so you might have caught him down there. But we're really fortunate and happy to get him back. On Sunday, December 22nd, we promise he won't do any Christmas carols. That's figure everybody will have about enough of chestnuts roasting on an open fire and merry gentlemen and five golden rings and all that kind of stuff. So anyway, that's Sunday, December 22nd, Mississippi Valley Blues Society. Welcome Scotty Miller. To Muddy Waters on Friday, December 27th, Larry Bo Boyd will be back to Cool Beans Coffee House at 6 p.m. The Mercury Brothers will be at Muddy Waters. Ooh, Samantha Fish will be at Rascals. She was at the fest this year, you might remember. That's on the 27th. Then on the 28th, Funktastic Five is at Martini's. And the party continues at Rascals with Anthony Gomes, who was also at the fest this year. So at for the Friday, the 27th, and Saturday, the 28th, they've got Samantha Fish and Anthony Gomes talking to Kenny a couple weeks ago, and he's talking about, I don't know if officially, but he's talking about just doing both shows for a single admission price. That would be cool. Saturday, December 28th, the Mark Avey Band's at Muddy Waters. New Year's Eve, the Candy Makers are at Muddy Waters. Not too much aware of anything else going on. A lot of bands playing, not too much blues on New Year's Eve. Into the new year, Sunday, January 5th, it's Trampled Underfoot at the Fat Fish at 6 p.m. Also Sunday the 5th and the first Sunday of every month, Detroit Larry and Chris Avey get together at 6 p.m. at Muddy Waters. On the first Sunday, first Tuesday of the month, which for January is the 7th, it is the Blues Cafe open mic at 6 p.m. at the River Music Experience. Saturday, January 11th, Tennis Soul at Rascals. Saw these guys a couple weeks ago. They were actually 11-piece. They call them a tennis piece band, but they were 11-piece when I saw them. Four-piece horns, three-way harmonizing vocals, a lot of funky stuff. Great band. That's Saturday, January 11th at Rascals. On Sunday, January 12th, Harper will be at Muddy Waters at 6 p.m. On Saturday, January 18th, it is the Mississippi Valley Blues Society Holiday After Party. That'll be featuring the Rock Island Rollers, who won the Mississippi Valley Blues Challenge this year. Maybe you saw them at the fest. They're out of Des Moines. And they'll be leaving like a few days after that to go down to Beale Street in Memphis and represent all of us at the International Blues Challenge. So we're going to make this a little send-off party for them. Really appreciate them coming in from Des Moines for this. It will be at the Renwick Mansion on Tremont, right up the hill from River Drive. Pretty hard to miss. It's a mansion. we'll kick out the food at 7 p.m., and Rollers will get up at 8. And just a beautiful place, man. I hope you can make it up. That's the Blues Society Holiday After Party, Saturday, January 18th at the Renwick Mansion. Also Saturday, January 18th, Serious Business at Muddy Waters. Saturday, January 25th, Aaron Cam and the One Drops at 8 p.m. at the Yacht Club in Iowa City. Friday, February 7th, Curtis Hawkins Band at 8 p.m. at the Redstone Room. Tuesday, February 18th, Ladysmith Black Mambazo at the Englert Theater in Iowa City at 8 p.m. Saturday, February 22nd, the Funktastic Five at Rascals. Saturday, March 11th, Buckwheat Zydeco will be at the Temple Theater at the Des Moines Civic Center at 7 p.m. Friday, March 28th, St. Ambrose University welcomes Shamika Copeland for a 7 p.m. show at the Galvin Fine Arts Center. And we'll wrap it up with Saturday, April 19th, Joe Bonamassa will be at the Adler. Hopefully the snow will be melting by then. Things will be warming up. It just got cold. I'm already tired of it. So anyway, that's the Live Blues coming up. And, man, I got 20 minutes left. I can still do some damage up here. But I appreciate you listening. I hope you can get out and see something. And, I don't know what this is. This is probably, Studebaker John and the Hawks. And he'll be at the Muddy Waters this weekend. And this guy can boogie, man. This guy can definitely boogie. So don't believe me? Watch this.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, that's Quad City's own Cobalt Blue featuring Jason Stewart on guitar. That guy's a great songwriter. It kind of reminds me of Duke Tomato. I think he loves his job, too. So anyway, you've been listening to Beats and Rhymes, Rhythm and Blues, the radio show for people who never listen to the radio. And I'm DJ Ignat. I appreciate you listening. Appreciate you tuning in. Like I say, if it weren't for you listening, I'd just be sitting up here spinning CDs and talking to myself, and I can do that at home. I do that at home quite a bit, actually. So, but I do appreciate you tuning in. I'll be back in a couple weeks if the creek don't rise and no outstanding warrants show up. And what says it'll be December 19th. Yeah, I'll be in full bah humbug mode by then. As I'm not a big fan of Christmas, so I bust my butt to make enough money to buy a bunch of presents for people they don't need with money I don't have, and then I have to work it all off, and somebody goes, happy holidays. It's like, when's the holiday? Anyway, yeah, we're going to get out of here. We saved one more by Biscuit Miller. He will be at Muddy's. Well, I'm just my recommendation for this weekend. No, where I will be this weekend, I would not recommend anything because that wouldn't be fair, but I hope to be down at Muddy Waters on Friday to see Studebaker John and Hawks, and down at Muddy Waters on Saturday to see Joe and Vicky Price. And Sunday, I hope to be at the Redstone Room to see Pokey Lafarge. And then Monday, I hope to take a day off. And then Tuesday, maybe try and make it down to Fat Fish with Mike Zito and Will. That's a big plan anyway. Been listening to all of them. Plus words from Cobalt Blue tonight. Plus words from Biscuit Miller. I'll be back in 2 weeks, and we'll be hearing from Dennis McMurrin, Chris Avey Band, Johnny Rawls, Candy Maker, Scotty Miller, Mercury Brothers, Anthony Gomes, Harper, and Shamika Copeland. But I do appreciate you listening. Well, we've already shown that Biscuit Miller can definitely make it funky, and he definitely knows the blues. But can he take you to church? Yes, he can. Thanks for listening. DJ Ignant, and are you listening to Beats and Rhymes, Rhythm and Blues, the radio show for people who never listen to the radio, brought to you by the Mississippi Valley Blues Society. And that was the Avey Brothers Band doing the title track off their second CD. They're playing well. Some of them, Chris is playing. Chris, they're about half the band. We got two good bands. It was one good band. Now we got two good bands. But the Chris Avey Band will be at Muddy Waters on Saturday. Started out there before that with James Armstrong. He'll be at Muddy Waters tomorrow. That guy's great. We're going to be hearing a lot of his stuff tonight. He is prolific. But anyway, stick around. We'll be doing the entire go-round of the live blues coming at... the weather's cooling off, but the blues thing ain't, and that's the good news. I'm going to follow up with another one by James Armstrong, and then we're going to do one by the Candy Makers, one of my party anthems, No Music, No Party. Oh, and that Avey Brothers Band, that featured Quad City's own Detroit Larry Davison on harp. And so we'll do this one by James Armstrong, and follow that up with one by the Candy Makers featuring Detroit Larry on harp. Good evening. This is KLA 88.5. I'm DJ Ignant. You're listening to Beats and Rhymes, Rhythm and Blues, brought to you by the Mississippi Valley Blues Society. That is Studebaker John and the Hawk, and he's coming back to Muddy Waters Friday, December 6th. What the heck, let's do this thing. We'll just, if you're one of my regular listeners, or if you're the other one of my regular listeners, since I do the radio show for people who never listen to the radio, that, you know, I'm a man on a mission. I have a not too hidden agenda. I have this radical theory that says the best way to support live blues is to go out and see some live blues. You can't keep the blues alive without live blues. Dude, radical concept, I know. So that's my mission in life, trying to get somebody off the couch, turn off the TV, go out and see some live blues. And so here's what's coming up in the Quad Cities. I am live. I am local. I am sitting here in the studio. I will eventually answer the phone, which more than I can say for a satellite. But if I get something wrong, I have 563-333-6216, 563-333-6216. If I got something wrong, if I left something out, or if you need me to go over something again, because like I say, the weather's cooling off, but the blues scene around here ain't. We are blessed right now. So anyway, most of these shows start about 9 o'clock, unless I tell you otherwise. And here we go. Tonight and every Thursday night, there's a jam, I think hosted by John O'Meara. I think he's been sick, but he might be back. But there's a jam at Muddy Waters tonight and every Thursday night. Tomorrow, Detroit Larry and Nick Knutson. Not Nick Knutson, not Knick Knutson. It's Nick Knutson. They're at Pepper Jackson on East Kimberly at 7. And then later on tomorrow evening, James Armstrong is playing at Muddy Waters. I definitely hope to be there, man. We're going to be hearing a lot of his stuff tonight. Also tomorrow night, the Funktastic Fives at Martini's. And tomorrow night and every Friday night, Joe Singh and Friends are at Joe's Place at 8 p.m. That's tomorrow. Then getting on to Saturday, Saturday at the Redstone Room, it is the Orquesta Son Tel Tumbao. And, yeah, it's not blues. It's salsa, actually, but I like rhythm, so I like salsa. So, anyway, that starts at 8 at the Redstone Room. Not the Orquesta Alto Maiz. This is the Orquesta Son Del Tambao. So, anyway, that's at 8. Then later on at 9, Saturday night, Chris Abey Band will be at Muddy Waters. We heard some of their stuff. And Candy Makers will be at Ribco on Saturday. Heard some of their stuff tonight, too. Also on Saturday, Smooth Groove will be at Martini's. And the Funktastic Five will be at Mulligan's Pub in Coal Valley. Today I was just browsing through a flyer on the Festival of Trees. Not my favorite festival. I'm more into the blue and not the red and green. But anyway, it said in there that on Sunday, November 24th, the Festival of Trees is having November Blues. And I have no idea what November Blues is. Most of these bands, like I said, I've seen them or I've heard about them, and I would recommend them, 90% of them, based on seeing them. You know, this, I don't know, November Blues. I don't think, I've never heard of a November Blues band. And it is in November, November 24th, so maybe it's, but anyway, the Festival of Trees says they're doing November Blues at 4 p.m. on this Sunday, the 24th, at the River Center. So, might be worth checking out. I don't know. It's blues. Anyway, that's Sunday. Then this Tuesday and every Tuesday, there's a jam hosted by the Harris Collective at the Brady Street Pub. Wednesday, November 27th, that's the night before Thanksgiving. The Mark Avey Band's up at 8 p.m. at the Wooden Nickel. And the Curtis Hawkins Band is at 8 p.m. at the Fat Fish down in Galesburg. Then on Friday the 29th, the day after Thanksgiving, Funktastic Fives at the Rusty Nail at 8 p.m. and the Curtis Hawkins Band's at Muddy Waters. On Saturday, November 30th, this is still next weekend, the Curtis Hawkins Band comes back and gets back down to Fat Fish. Wow, they're playing Wednesday and Saturday at the Fat Fish. So Wednesday the 27th and Saturday, November 30th, the Curtis Hawkins Band at Fat Fish down in Galesburg. That's about an hour drive from here. Also, Saturday, November 30th, is the Todd Wolf Band at Muddy Waters. Talked to Christy about that. I said, are they any good? She said, we'll find out. He comes highly recommended. He played, Sheryl Crow. That's who it was. This is Sheryl Crow's guitarist for a long time. So could be pretty good. Sheryl Crow's guitarist with his own band now. That's the Todd Wolf Band at Muddy Waters on Saturday, November 30th. Also on that night, the Funktastic Fives at Rascals. Then on Sunday, December 1st, and the first Sunday of every month, Detroit Larry and Chris Havey get together at 6 p.m. At Muddy Waters. On Tuesday the 3rd, and the first Tuesday of every month, it's Blues Cafe at the River Music Experience that starts at 6 p.m. Last time I was down there, Ellis Kell and Brett Dale got things rolling, and then they opened it up. It's a pretty good time. That's the second Tuesday of every month. The next one will be coming up on Tuesday, December 3rd. On Friday, December 6th, we just heard some Studebaker John and the Hawks. They'll be at Muddy Waters. The following night, Saturday, December 7th, Joe and Vicky Price will hear some of their stuff tonight. The following night, Sunday, December 8th, Pokey Lafarge at 7 p.m. at the Redstone Room. Not really familiar with him, but he's got a name like Pokey Lafarge. I think it's kind of a like country blues or even like pre-blues country. You know, it might be interesting. I want to check something out by him, but haven't done it yet. But that's, I lost it. Where was it? Pokey Lafarge on Sunday, December 8th. On Tuesday, December 10th, Mike Zito and the Wheel are beat the Fat Fish in Galesburg at 8 p.m. We'll hear some of their stuff tonight. Friday, December 13th, Larry Bo Boyd's at the Cool Beans Coffee House in Rock Island at 6 p.m. And the Curtis Hawkins Band's at Muddy Waters on Friday and Saturday, December 13th and 14th. So Friday the 13th and the second Friday of every month, Manny Lopez and the big band, and I mean big band, like a 16, 18-piece orchestra, they get together at 6 p.m. on the second Friday of every month at the Circa 21 Speakeasy in Rock Island. Next show will be coming up on Friday the 13th of December. Always a good night to go out. On Saturday, December 14th, Biscuit Miller Band comes back to the Muddy Waters. We'll hear some other stuff tonight. And just found out that Devin Allman, the son of Greg Allman, he will be at the Fat Fish in Galesburg. I think he played with the Royal Southern Gentlemen, too, making quite a name for himself on his own there. And so that's a good night, Saturday, December 14th. Biscuit Miller, he was Lonnie Brooks's bass player forever, and I think he still plays with Lonnie when he tours, but Lonnie don't tour that much anymore. And then he went out and he went with Anthony Gomes for a long time. He's got his own band now, Funky as Hell, and that's December 14th. at Muddy Waters, or you can swing down to the Fat Fish in Galesburg and catch Devin Allman at 8 p.m. On Friday, December 20th, it's Dennis McMurrin at the Mill in Iowa City. The Chris Avey Band's at Muddy Waters, and the Funktastic Fives at 11th Street Precinct. On Saturday, December 21st, ooh boy, Johnny Rawls will be at the Fat Fish at 8 p.m. The Candy Makers will be at 11th Street Precinct. Tangent will be at Muddy Waters, and the Funktastic Five will be at Rascals. On Sunday, December 22nd, the Mississippi Valley Blues Society welcomes back Scotty Miller, a great keyboard player out of Minneapolis. We got him in just about a year ago in the Martinis, and he impressed enough people on the entertainment committee that they booked him for the fest this year, so you might have caught him in the tent at the Mississippi Valley Blues Fest 2013. We're getting him back again on Sunday, December 22nd. At Muddy Waters. The show will start at 6 p.m., and that is the Mississippi Valley Blues Society. We are a nonprofit, man. Are we ever nonprofit? And so any proceeds we might make will go to support the Blues Society and the 2014 Fest, which is bearing down on us already. But that's Sunday, December 22nd, Mississippi Valley Blues Society welcomes Scotty Miller back to the Quad Cities at Muddy Waters. On Friday, December 27th, Larry Bo Boyd will be back at Cool Beans Coffee House in Rock Island at 6 p.m. The Mercury Brothers will be at Muddy Waters. Oh, yeah, and I was just talking to, I was down at Rascals last weekend and was talking to Kenny, and they got an interesting show going down there. On Friday, December 27th, he's going to have Samantha Fish in. She was at the fest this year, put on a great show, impressed a lot of people. She's going to be in at Rascals Live on Friday the 27th. And then the following night, Saturday, December 28th, it's going to be Anthony Gomes. Now, I knew about Anthony. Anthony played the fest this year, too. So it's nice to see those guys coming back. If you missed them at the fest, they put on a great show. They do better shows than bars. I always like bar shows better than festival shows because you have a roof and you don't have to walk so far for beer, and they serve bourbon. And it's a longer, you get two sets instead of one set. So just personal opinion. But anyway, Friday, December 27th, Samantha Fish. Saturday, December 28th, Anthony Gomes at Rascals. And I don't think this is a definite yet, but Kenny was considering just doing like one ticket price for both shows. So that's Friday and Saturday, December 27th and 28th at Rascals. On Tuesday, December 31st, oh, that's New Year's Eve. A lot of bands playing around. The only one that I would put in the blues column would be the Candy Makers. They're at Muddy Waters. I might just have to make it down. There wasn't much else playing around that I was too impressed with. A lot of bands, you know, because it's New Year's Eve. And I generally leave that to the amateurs. But I understand the, don't know for sure, but I understand the, I think the Loop Bus will be firing back up and running on New Year's Eve. And if they do, I like that loop. That's really nice. So anyway, that's New Year's Eve. Getting into next year, Sunday, January 5th, it's Trampled Underfoot at the Fat Fish in Galesburg at 6 p.m. Saturday, January 11th, Tennis Soul returns to Rascals. I saw them guys last week. Actually, an 11-piece band when I saw them last night. Excellent band, man. Just really good, man. They do Tower Power. They do Pass the Beans by Maceo Parker, which I don't know any bands that do Maceo Parker. That's some complicated stuff. Tight as heck, three-way harmonizing vocals, four-piece horn section, keyboards. They got it's the whole enchilada there. And they will be back again at Rascals on Saturday, January 11th. Sunday, January 12th, Harper will be back to Muddy Waters. It's a 6 p.m. show. On Saturday, January 18th, it will be the Mississippi Valley Blues Society's holiday after party. Because there ain't no party like an after party. We got tired of trying to find a room and trying to find a date and trying to find a band and everything right before the holidays. And we just decided, screw it, we'll do it after the holidays. And so we did that last year, and that worked out really well. Everybody's ready to de-stress and decompress. So that'll be at the Renwick Mansion on Tremont. And it's if you're looking how to find it, it is the mansion on Tremont. I don't think there's any other mansion. It's hard to miss. It's a neat place, man. But that will be at the Renwick Mansion on Tremont in East Davenport on Saturday, January 18th at 7 p.m. Music starting at 8 p.m. And we don't know who the band is yet. And that's always, I'm always a little hesitant when somebody's, yeah, we got live music. Well, who is it? Well, we don't know. It's like, oh, well, this is going to suck. But this is the Blues Society, so it won't suck. So anyway, that's January 18th, Mississippi Blues Society holiday after party, and we will have food, and we will all hang out in the big fancy mansion and everything. A lot of fun. Also, Saturday, January 18th, Serious Business will be at Muddy Waters. Saturday, January 25th, Aaron Cam and the Raindrops are at the Yacht Club in Iowa City. Tuesday, February 18th, Ladysmith Black Mambazo is at the Engler Theater in Iowa City. That's an 8 p.m. show. I know, not blues, but hey, man, that is an awesome band. That's Tuesday, February 18th, Ladysmith Black Mambazo. Also, let's see, on Tuesday, March 11th, just found out about this one today, Buckwheat Zydeco will be doing a 7 p.m. show at the Temple Theater in the Civic Center of Des Moines. That's Tuesday, March 11th. Friday, March 28th, Shamika Copeland will be at the Galvin Fine Arts Center, courtesy of St. Ambrose University. That's a 7 p.m. show. And on Saturday, April 19th, Joe Bonamassa will be at the Adler, and I understand tickets are on sale for that already. So anyway, that's the live blues coming up. That'll get us through the winter, man. We're already into, like, you know, we're covered through March and April, so hopefully the snow will be melting. All we got to do is survive this thing. So, I'll go down this list again here in a couple hours, toward the end of the show, around 9 o'clock or so. And if you got any questions or I got anything wrong or you want anything repeated, 563-333-6216. Thanks for listening. And I have no idea what we're going to do next. Oh, yeah, we're going to do, yeah, why not? We're going to be doing a lot of this guy. I got like 5 CDs by him. This is James Armstrong. He will be at Muddy Waters tomorrow night.